Aging is real, and so are the benefits of adding vital proteins, collagen, peptides to your daily routine. Because around the age of 30, your body needs backup to keep your collagen up to help support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Available in the classic collagen peptides, collagen and protein shakes, and new Vital Proteins collagen sparkling waters, so you can stay vital, stay you. Visit vitalproteins.com to learn more and where to buy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when she took on a stage managing and tech work job at her small, beloved theater, she didn't expect her biggest fan to be dead.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, we love real ghost stories. So if you've got one that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd prefer to write it in, do that. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. And if you would like to get a commercial-free version of the show with advance episodes and access to the archive, then you need to be a premium subscriber. And you could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today, and we both
love haunted theaters. One old theater in this country that's not haunted.
They're all haunted.
They all are, right?
Yeah.
We get so many theater stories.
I'm so excited. I was telling Kathy about this a little bit ago, but next week I'm going to go to our big historic theater. It's 100 years old, the Orpheum Theater. So many towns have an Orpheum Theater. And everyone I've ever talked to is haunted, as is ours. So next week, I'm going to do an episode of the Grave Talks, and I'm going in early, like at 4:30 in the afternoon, sit down, get, you know, one-on-one time with the woman who's going to be showing me around, and then going to record part of the Grave Talks episode, then going to go back for a screening of Amityville Horror. After that, they're doing a ghost tour of the theater. So I'm going to do
all
of that.
I might try to come. I may try to come and go with you.
I know. Doesn't it sound like fun?
It sounds like so much fun.
And
that place is really haunted. I've seen a couple shows there. It's creepy.
It is creepy.
And like we've gone down in the back a little bit, you know, and ooh.
Yeah, because it was in the 90s. They decided they would renovate it. It had been closed for years and years. So they opened it up, and I remember one time there was about 15 of us. They were doing a screening of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, maybe, or The Birds. Can't remember what shows, but they were all black and white. The Birds for sure, but it was a double feature. So we go, and we decide we're going to sit in the balcony. I could not put my feet on the ground because I was so afraid of mice. Because I'm like, this has to, they're not just mice, they would be rats. It was so run down, and it was so haunted and so creepy. And they've been renovating it over the years, and they're getting ready to shut it down for a while to do some big renovations, like replacing seats and things like that.
Oh, it needs it.
It really does. But it's going to be really fun. And I was telling my friend yesterday, and she's like, oh, do the one-on-one in the green room, because that is haunted. And she said, I know firsthand. And then do it there and let me know what you think. So, yeah, so that's next week. So we get to go to a haunted theater. And then we'll do episode of the Grave Talks for that. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, and then we'll talk to you guys here on Real Ghost Stories about it.
Oh, hell yeah. So this is a great little story. And it says, I spend a great deal of my non-working hours at two local theaters in my town. Theater is my main hobby. Oh, my gosh. Do I know this person? However,
did you write this story in?
I did not, because it says, however, I am rarely on stage. I'm what they call a techie, meaning sound effects, lighting, stage managing, and et cetera, which I am not. I'm just a writer. One theater is very old and very small, but it is my home away from home, and it is very haunted. There are several stories going around, but I will tell you the two experiences I have personally had. The first play I was ever involved in was The Importance of Being Earnest, and I took on the daunting role of stage manager. Stage managers are typically the first at the theater and the last to leave, so you often spend hours alone there. On one night before the show, I arrived at my normal time to set up, clean up, and prep food items for the show. Normally, the next person to show up was a cast member who lived close by. He came to help me move the big set pieces and to set the rest of the stage. I heard the front door of the theater open, heard footsteps come into the lobby, saw a shadow pass by the backstage door. Thinking that the actor Jay was there, I popped my head out from backstage to say hi, but no one was in sight. I was puzzled, but thought nothing of it and just assumed he went out for smoke. A few minutes later, he and the light tech Andy showed up at the same time. I asked if they'd been in the theater, but they both told me they had just arrived. I explained to them what I saw, and Andy's reply was, oh, that must have been Ralph. I asked, who was Ralph? And the answer was, he's our ghost. He was the original president of the theater. I was a bit spooked for a short time after that, but soon realized that Ralph, just like me, truly loved the small theater. My second experience with Ralph was almost 2 years later. I'd been growing in respect at the theater, and they had given me the opportunity to direct my own children's play. I chose to adapt the book Banacula into a short 30-minute play. One morning before we performed, we decided to rehearse a few problem scenes. I was in the light booth. All of my actors were on or backstage. I was waiting for my other techie to show up, but every person in the theater was accounted for at the time. To get to the light booth, you have to either cross through the audience where I can clearly see from the booth, or go up a flight of old, steep, creaky stairs and walk across a very creaky floor. Both make a very distinct sound that you know when someone is about to enter the booth. On this morning, I kept hearing someone walk up the stairs and pass my booth door. I assumed it was the other techie, but when I looked at my clock, it was too early for him to even be there. He usually worked until about 45 minutes before the show. It eventually got on my nerves to feel like someone was watching me, and I said, Ralph, I'm glad that you're excited for the show, but I really need to focus, so could you please stop walking around and making so much noise? It then stopped. And the next time I heard sound, it was indeed the techie. Later, when I said that Ralph was very active, I was told that he loved children, and the fact that we were doing a children's show again probably made him very happy, and he just wanted to let us know he approved of what we were doing. Those are my stories. Hope you enjoyed them. I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Sincerely, Heidi from Oregon. I love the idea of that being Ralph. And I love that he cares so much, he wants to stay at the theater, all those things.
Well, and I love that Heidi, instead of just flipping out, because quite frankly, Heidi couldn't flip out at that moment. Heidi needed to be completely in charge. But instead respected Ralph, turned around and said, hey, Ralph, you get where I'm coming from. I got to have control here. And you are throwing me. And so just sit tight, let me get this stuff done, da 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 da. And Ralph just went, okay.
And
we hear that a lot from our investigators, that they say, you know, take a minute, just talk to them, see if that, you know, works first.
And with what Heidi was doing and trying to work out these scenes and run them.
With children, by the way.
And it might have been adults. They might have just been doing a show for children. So it could have been one or the other.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
But either way, time is always of the essence. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're rehearsing, I swear there's never enough time to rehearse. Mm-hmm. You only have actors for this long, you know, and you try to stick with the rehearsal schedule. And, you know, they might have been getting ready to open. We've got to work this. And you know, Ralph was just distracting her.
Yeah.
And I love that. It was like, just like you would have told anyone else, hey, you know, yeah. I don't have time to talk right now. And I love that Ralph was excited, you know, that she found out that he loved kids and doing children's theater, and he would be excited about that.
I love that so much. Yeah. But I think Heidi didn't flip out. It is interesting that it took 2 whole years before the next incident happened with her again.
You know, and I will say about that, if you're in the theater, a lot of times, you know, if Heidi worked more into directing, Heidi might not have been in the theater as much by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was just, you know, she's there when there's a lot of people around too.
And we always say, why do we think time happens the same for spirits as it does for us? Like, what they did today, and then it's 2 years in our time, might have just been the next thing they mm-hmm. did. I don't know. You know, we just don't know how that works either.
I don't know, but I love those haunted theater stories
so
much. Here's our next story.
Yes, my name is Chip South. My ghost story is about when I was a young boy, my teacher or my best friend's dad was like a dad to me. He used to take me fishing and hunting and we played basketball together. I mean, he took us shooting BB guns and all this other stuff. But as we got older, he ended up getting me a job, and of course we kind of hung together. My best friend and I and his dad used to go out and have a beer or two and talk, and he became my supervisor for Big Glass Corporation. But anyways, he was just like a father to me. But as years passed, I ended up where we kind of separated and went our own ways. And this man, as time went on, we became where we finally got together again, and he ended up becoming my, I haven't seen him for years and years and years. So anyways, I looked in a phone book. It was a 2000 phone book. And anyways, I called him up and I talked with him. And he says, we were talking, and as we were talking, he knew what we were telling our old stories about when we were kids. And anyways, he says, I think you should call my son Tom up. He was my best friend. Of course, I was talking to his dad. And as we were talking in that, he says, you know, Chip, he says, you need to get back and talk with my son. He says, I'm doing really great. And he says, I just, you know, the we were just talking about the past when we were kids. And he says, you really need to get back, though, and talk to my son. So I did. I called back and talked to his son, Tom. And I called Tom up and said, Tom, guess who I just talked to? I just got done talking to your dad. And he goes, Chip, he said, my dad's dead. He died. I said, no. He goes, he died 3 years ago. I go, no. And I says, hey, Tom, I got to go. So I recalled that number up, and it was, it rang and rang and rang, and that was it. It never did answer. And I was talking to his dad, and he was dead. So that was my story. Talk to you later. Bye.
Holy cow.
That might be one of the best stories I've ever heard.
You know, and I always find stories like that really interesting when the person shares them personally so you can hear his voice, because he doesn't sound crazy.
No.
He sounds like that happened.
But you can hear the emotion in it.
Like he really did love his dad. And then it was like, hey, just talk to your dad. And
yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a story.
Do you think maybe? No, but he said he called the number right back and it was disconnected. I was going to say.
Well, he didn't say. He said it just rang and rang and rang.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody answered.
But, you know, it's like, could you get the wrong number? And the guy's name is Larry. And you say, hey, Carrie. And he's like, yes. But I mean, even
that,
then it's
that
too
did
coincidental.
Happen to you one time. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Well, where I believe it was you that this happened to, that you thought you were talking to my dad, and he thought he was talking, and this other guy thought he was talking to his daughter, and you had like a 5-minute conversation before you both realized you weren't, you had no idea who the other person was.
I kind of do remember that. I think that was me.
I do too. And then you both laughed and laughed, and it was so funny because finally somebody said something that you realized that this wasn't your dad and you weren't the daughter.
But I think that the guy kind of had that Chicago accent like dad had, and so it's mm-hmm. it sounded like him.
You know, it sounds like dad, and you just get to chatting about the Cubs or whatever. Like I did that the other day with my sons. I have two sons. And I called one and I was talking and we talked for a while and I finally said, hey, did the Cubs win tonight? And my older son, Colby, started laughing and he goes, you think you're talking to Chris, don't you?
Which is so funny.
Because he goes, my older son could care less about sports. And my younger son and I are total sports nerds. So it can happen. But what makes me think this didn't is that he said, you need to call Tom.
Yeah. That's true. So he did say that. So it wouldn't have been the wrong number. He knew the son's name.
The odds of you're just randomly talking to somebody and his, and he looked up the number. Remember?
He got out the phone book.
And he called the number. And what are the odds that somebody else would have had that same phone number, you know, later and had a son named Tom and said, you should call Tom.
Yeah.
You guys need to reconnect. No, this definitely happened to him. He definitely talked to Tom's dad.
That was cool.
That was a great story.
That was
story.
Really cool. And we've got one more. It says, I've got two experiences I'd like to share. I've never told anyone about them before. I've always wondered what really happened, and I'd love to hear if any of you or your audience have had something similar or can offer some insight. The first experience happened when I was really young, maybe 7 or 8. I was lying in bed, not quite asleep, just waiting to drift off when something strange caught my attention. I turned toward the window and through the blinds, I saw a bright light. It looked exactly like a white 4th of July sparkler, except it was right outside my second floor window. I could see it through the blinds and even through the tiny holes where the strings run. What's odd is at that time, it didn't strike me as unusual, even though it was such a bizarre thing to see. Maybe as kids, we don't always process the impossible the same way adults do, but looking back, it's still something I can't explain. The second experience, which I believe might be connected, happened years later when I was in college. I was a junior asleep in my dorm room when a bright light suddenly woke me up. It was right above me, and when I opened my eyes, I saw something just hovering inches from my face. It was a woman. About 1.5 to 2 feet tall, fully formed and almost glowing. She had long silvery blonde hair and her clothes or some kind of material flowed around her as if she were underwater. She smiled at me and waved frantically like she was overjoyed to see me or maybe to be seen by me. Her light was so intense that it filled the room, but I didn't feel startled or scared. In fact, I just mentally said, hello, as if it was the most natural thing in the world. Then I turned over and went back to sleep. What? I remember the moment so clearly, the dark room, my bed, and this glowing woman right above me. It was like I knew I was witnessing something miraculous, but it didn't feel strange or alarming at the time. I didn't really think much of it until later when I reflected on how unusual the whole thing was. Of course, I've wondered if it was just my mind playing tricks. It says maybe Hypnagogia? Hypnagogia? I got to see what that is. Hypnagogia. It's the transitional state from wakefulness to sleep, also defined as the waning state of consciousness during the onset of sleep. Its opposite state is described as hypnopompia. The transitional...
I didn't really realize there were words for those states.
The transitional state from sleep to wakefulness.
That is helpful.
It says mental phenomena that may occur during this, quote, threshold consciousness phase includes hypnagogic, and I don't know if it's gogic or gogic or what, hallucinations, lucid dreaming, and sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Hey, we learned something new today.
That is interesting because we do get a lot of things in, you know, I've always said that, you know, that's kind of where things can creep in. You're kind of open to experiences right then.
Yeah, and that makes some sense because it goes on and says, but these memories are so vivid. I felt so clear-headed when they happened that I struggled to believe it was a dream or hallucination. I prayed to angels often, so maybe she was an angel or maybe even a little fairy, but she wasn't quite how I imagined either of those beings, especially given her small size. I don't know. It could be the same phenomenon as sleep paralysis where it's so real, but it's still a dream state. I don't know. There's one more story that could be related or maybe not. This one feels more like a ghost encounter. It happened around the same time as the first experience when I was still a kid. My parents were away on vacation and my grandmother was staying with my sister and me. It was early in the morning and we were getting ready for school. I was upstairs walking past my parents' darkened bedroom when I heard the sound of my mom's hair dryer turn on. The thing is, no one was in the room. It was completely dark. My sister was in her room with the door shut, and my grandmother was downstairs in the kitchen. I thought about going in to turn it off, but I was too scared. Then a few seconds later, it just turned off by itself. I eventually worked up the nerve to go in, turned the light on, and saw that the dryer's switch was set to off. Just a few days later, something else happened that startled me even more. My grandmother was still staying with us, and again, I was upstairs passing by my parents' room. This time the phone rang. I called out, "I'll get it." I grabbed the phone. It rang once or twice more before I picked it up, but when I did, all I heard was static. Then a deep, gravelly voice spoke through the static, spitting out a long sentence in what sounded like angry words, but they were so garbled, I couldn't understand any of it. I was terrified and quickly said, "I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number," and I hung up. At first, I chalked it up to a bad connection, but years later, I started looking into something called phone calls from the other side. And to my surprise, many people have described, which goes back to our phone call, receiving calls that sound just like the one I got. I wonder if it could have been my grandfather trying to reach out. He passed away on my birthday, either that year or the year before. And with my grandmother staying with us, I can't help but think maybe he was calling for her. The voice didn't exactly sound like him. It was too deep and guttural. But I wonder if the sound could have changed traveling from one world to the other. Both the hairdryer incident and the phone call happened in the same week, and it's always made me wonder if they were truly paranormal encounters. I'd love to hear if someone has any thoughts on what I experienced or if you've had something similar happen. Love the show. That's from Michael. I don't know that the hairdryer thing and the phone call, those are both weird. But you could chalk up the phone call as just a bad connection. Could be.
True.
And I'm wondering if, I'm assuming that was a landline, because that was the last time I think I've ever heard anyone say, "I'll get it," was when we had landlines.
Yeah, that's true.
Because now the phone rings, we look and see who it is and go, "I don't know that number. I'm not answering."
Yeah. And it's pretty specifically geared to us. You know, when it started, I wanted to immediately say aliens. Because of the white light outside the window.
I thought fireworks.
you think fireworks. It's hovering there. Okay, fireworks are not hovering. Okay, so I wanted to say alien real bad, but then followed up with this bright light materializing into a woman which seemed like the bright light again.
I kind of don't see these things as connected. I think they might all be, I think the last two might be connected, but I think the other two might be two separate things.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, it happened way years apart, right? Because one was when he was young and then one was in college.
Yeah.
But like I really wanted to say aliens on the first one. Some sort of extraterrestrial being outside, hovering outside a window looking in. Now, was it on the second floor, the first floor?
That's
Could
what
have
it
been
said.
A flashlight?
It said, I think it said the second floor.
Yeah, I think it was the second floor. So it kind of ruled out somebody standing outside with a flashlight.
It said, but it said, I saw a bright light. It looked exactly like a white 4th of July sparkler, except it was outside my second floor window.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about hovering. It's just like a bright light. So that's why I thought maybe it was fireworks or something like that. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Yeah, it depends on how long it was there.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
If it was there a while, something was just there. Could it have been somebody shining a light up there, you know, with a flashlight, being creepy stalker kind of guy?
Like. But it also said he didn't. It didn't strike him as unusual. And he's right. Being a kid, you just go, don't know what that is.
Well, then in the second one, though, the woman, he also did not feel threatened. He just rolled over and went to sleep.
I think so weird. I'd be like, what the F? Little now, fairy he woman is right or something? There.
He is right to think, you know, because when you are in that transitional phase of where you're from waking, just going into sleep, you can have weird experiences. I often feel like that's where a lot of things really do happen because you're more in open to something happening, right? You're starting to go to sleep. Your mind is just opened. What do you think about the angel idea?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever it was did not seem scary or threatening.
I would just think if an angel came to you, there would be some sort of message. It's like, I'm here to help you maneuver college and
do you think
find
that's
your
the way,
way
they
to classes.
You're watching way too many like movies and TV shows because I don't know that it just happens so like, I am here, like your voice, I am here to be the
guiding
the
light to your Econ 101 class. I don't know. That one to me felt more like a dream state, to be honest. It didn't feel so paranormal. I just felt like it was some kind of weird dream state thing. And primarily because he didn't react to it. Because if you were awake and that happened, you'd be like, Jesus, angels and Mary. I don't know what you would think. But I'd been running out of my damn room if I'd seen like some little mini angel floating right in front of my face. But the last two to me did feel, especially the hairdryer, that shouldn't be going on. He heard heard.
The phone call was weird.
Phone call's weird. Grandma's there. You know, it sounds like the only other weird thing was that one weird light that day. I don't know. And Grandpa had passed away. It seems like pretty around that time, not too long.
Yeah, and it only seemed to happen when Grandma was there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wonder
but
if
he's
Grandma
right about
is,
the phone calls thing. Refer back to the last refer back to the last call because that's kind of interesting. We'd have two of those back to back.
Could happen. Yeah.
Yes.
Could happen.
So it happened to the one guy, it could happen to Michael as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. I find those both really interesting stories. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you, so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.